Next up on today's Tantramar Report, we take a walk over to the chapel on the Mount Allison campus to meet the Reverend Ellie Hummel, the university's new multi-faith chaplain and spiritual care coordinator. The role of chaplain has been vacant at Mount A since the summer of 2020, when the Reverend John Perkins moved on from his role of 27 years to pursue a post in Ottawa. Since then, the role has been reviewed and revised into that of multi-faith chaplain and spiritual care coordinator. I paid Reverend Ellie Hummel a visit to find out more about her and her new role.
Hi, Erica.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Okay. Coming in.
All right. I wonder if we can start off if you just tell me a bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm the Reverend Ellie Hummel, and I'm the new multi-faith chaplain and spiritual care coordinator at Mount Allison University. I've been here for a month, and I'm still learning lots about this place, and I'm very excited to be here and really grateful for the warm welcome I've received from everyone.
And you're stepping into the job after it's been vacant for a little while. So it must be kind of, you know, hard to hit the ground running in that situation.
Well, there's that. There's also the fact that the job was vacant, but then there was a big revision of the job and revisioning of what does it mean for a secular university to have a chaplain. And so that's why my title is multi-faith chaplain and spiritual care coordinator. So my role is really to be here for students of all faiths and all spiritual paths and to support them on their journeys, to make this beautiful space. We're here in the chapel. So to make this beautiful space a vibrant space that people see as part of campus and that's a space that they can use and are welcomed into.
Mount A is a really diverse community, and as you say, you're a multi-faith chaplain. How would that look different than, I suppose, most people's sort of old-fashioned view of what a chaplain is?
Old-fashioned. There's different models for being a chaplain, and so what it means is that I work with all of the different students and student clubs. So I've reached out, for example, to the Muslim community. Right now they're celebrating their holy month of Ramadan. So they're fasting during the day and then having a feast at night and eat at night. And also part of it is almsgiving and doing good work. So this is all part of their month. So I've worked with them to make sure they have space for that. Worked with dining. They're wonderful and seek to accommodate all of that. So I've worked with them, talked to the Jewish students about their holy days. Many of them, Passover is coming up soon, but at the beginning of term in September, there's a lot of their holy days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. So asking them what they need to really integrate their faith life into their student life, connected with some Christian clubs. And I'm also looking for students who are of other faiths. We have international students from India. I'm sure there's some Hindu students, maybe some Sikh students. So if you're out there, talk to me. So it means asking what they need, facilitating that. Sometimes that's a question of equity. It could be around exam accommodation. It could be about food accommodation or residence. And so part of my role is to help them figure that out and work with community partners. Here in Sackville, Moncton, maybe Halifax, and I actually came from Montreal. So I've done the very similar work at Concordia University in Montreal for many years. And so I have a lot of colleagues there. So if I have a question that is more urgent, then I would certainly turn to colleagues there or across the country.
So, yeah, you have, tell me a bit about your background. You were working at Concordia?
Yes. So I'm actually a United Church minister and ordained minister in the United Church of Canada. And I worked in congregations for about 5 years in Saskatchewan when I was first ordained. And then I found this job at Concordia University and did that for over 20 years. So I loved it. Montreal is also very diverse. So we had students from all faiths, and also students, you know, many students also are not part of a traditional religion, but they're interested in the big questions. So what's the meaning of life, or what do I do when times are tough? What's our response to issues like Ukraine? Where's hope in COVID? Those are big questions. How do I want to live in a year, in 5 years? Am I queer? How do I figure this out? How do I make decisions about what to study? And so part of it is to help all students, whether they're part of a faith or they follow their own spiritual questions and their own just questions of life, help them find answers and walk with them. So that's what I did at Concordia, and that's what I'm really hoping to do here as well.
This beautiful space we're in, is there, you know, are you running sort of what traditional services and things like that? What do you?
Right, that's a great question. And that's a question I've got a lot, because the assumption is, you know, we have this beautiful space. It's an obviously Christian space. I want to transform this and just say everyone is welcome. Come on in, check it out. There is a lot of Christian symbolism, which is beautiful. There's also just a lot of beauty in this space. Right now we're sitting there and the light is shining in, and there's so many colors. Often it reflects on the pews, on the steps. There's beautiful stonework. It's just a peaceful place. So I'm hoping people, student, faculty, staff, just come on in and take in the beauty of this place. On Monday, there was a Pride event in here. It was lovely. It was a panel discussion. We had chairs set up at the front, and they had a wonderful, deep discussion. And that's the kind of stuff I hope will happen in here.
Now, you moved from Montreal.
Yeah.
To sleepy Sackville.
Yeah.
It's not so sleepy all the time. But how, I'm just wondering on a personal note, how has that gone for you?
You know, I've lived in many places. I actually grew up in Germany, so many of you still hear my accent. And it wasn't big. It was definitely bigger than Sackville, but it felt like a small town. I lived then in BC, in Victoria. And then I actually moved to Saskatchewan, and I lived in a town of 81. So Sackville is huge compared to that. And I actually really wanted to move to a small town. Montreal is awesome. There's so much diversity. There's everything. There's foods from all cultures, and the cultural offerings are incredible. But I was actually ready for a small town. And I'm not a city person. I love the outdoors. So the marsh here, the Bay of Fundy, the Northumberland Strait, that's not far. I'm a paddler. I'm itching to get out on my bike again. You know, so that's has a real appeal. And also the notion of a small town where you community is, I don't want to say if it's easier to build, but you are part of the community, and the folks you meet on campus are the folks you meet in community groups, and you have to kind of figure this out. In a big city, it's easy to walk away and say, well, I don't like this group, I'll find another one. And I think in small towns, you got to stick with it. And so I was really ready for that and ready for change, and here I am.
That's great. Is there anything you want to add?
I'm just really excited, and I actually am really excited that Mount Allison has taken the time to revision the position, and that they really are open to those changes that I hope I'm bringing, because many, many universities and institutions shy away from religion. And we have many people who are religious, people interested in the questions religions traditionally ask. And I think it's really, really important that we address that. So kudos to Mount Allison. And I can only do this with the help of the community. So this is really an invitation to talk to me, to think about what do you need from this office, from this space, and talk to me, look me up. Connect with me, stop me on the street when you see me, and because I think I am in this position, but it's our work as a community to make this happen.
That's Reverend Ellie Hummel, Mount Allison's new multi-faith chaplain and spiritual care coordinator.